This I can't control myself is a lie.
That's right.
And I can't do anything is an unacceptable response for a child of God.
Amen.
In any area.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, you're holding it right there in your hand. The Bible said what? I can do a lot of things. I can do many things. I can do most things. If it's true that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, then it's not, there is no exception where you can legitimately say, I can't do anything. Did you get it or not? I can. I had a fellow come to me one time, and he came to me after a ministry line. He said, Brother Keith, I'm sorry I didn't come up already. He said, I smoke. And he said, I smoke a lot. And I know it's hurting me. And he said, I want to quit. But I just can't. He said, I've tried. He said, I've had every patch. I've had every, I've had people pray for me. I've been up in lines. He said, I've thrown away more cigarettes than you could fill up a truck with. He said, and I just go back and try to find them and go back and buy more. He said, I want to. He said, but I'm just addicted. I'm addicted to nicotine and I just can't. I can't quit it. I don't know what's wrong, but I can't quit it. I tried, but I can't quit it. Do you know anything that's wrong here? Is it true that he's a believer? He's a born-again child of God. Is it true he can't quit?
No.
That's a lie. To say you can't do anything is a contradiction to this verse that said you can do
all
things through Christ, not just in your own power, but you got somebody beyond yourself in you through Christ, which strengthens you. You can do anything and all things with His help. I said, it's easy for you to get free. He said, I don't know. He said, Brother Key, don't ask me to throw my cigarettes away. I've thrown them away so many times. I said, I'm not going to ask you to throw them away. He said, well, you going to pray for me? He said, I've already been prayed for. I said, no, I'm not going to pray for you either. He said, you're not? He don't know if he wants me to or not. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not going to pray for you at all. I said, I don't need to. And he said, well, what? I said, it's easy, but you got to do it. I said, never again say, I can't quit. I told him, treat it like cuss words. Do not let these things come out of your mouth even one more time. Never say, I can't quit. Never say, I'm addicted to nicotine and I can't shake it. I never say it again, not even one more time. Never. I said, if you're serious, now you got to take me serious on this. He said, well, I can. I said, and every time that you smoke a cigarette, he said, so I'm going to keep smoking. I said, forget about that for now. I said, anytime you pull out a cigarette, you light up a cigarette, you puff on a cigarette, you put a cigarette out, I want you to say, I am free from cigarettes. He said, I'm going to get free. I said, no. Say, I am free. How many remember that faith, according to Romans 4, calls those things that be not as though they were? Let the weak say,
I am.
Let the bound say, I'm free. He said, yeah, but I'll be smoking. I said, I know it. That's not the problem. He said, sure seem like the problem. I said, no. Will you do it? He said, tell me again. I said, okay. You buy cigarettes. While you're going out of the store with them, what do you say? I am free from cigarettes. He said, yeah, but I just bought some. I said, I know it. Just say it. Okay, I'm free from cigarettes. I said, and you get in the car, you pull out a pack, and you open it up. What do you say? I am free from cigarettes. I said, you pull one out, you light it up. What do you say? I am free from cigarettes. I said, if you want to say nicotine, that's okay too. I'm free from nicotine. I'm free from cigarettes. I am free. See, the Bible said Christ has delivered us. He has delivered us from all the power of darkness. Anything that's holding a grip in our life, that's working death or destruction in us, we've already been delivered by the work of the cross. But we have to agree with it and put our faith with it. Put our words with it. I said, in between puffs, what do you say? He said, in between puffs. I said, in between puffs. You say, thank you, Lord. I am free from cigarettes.
Amen. Come on.
He said, well, I can do that. I said, you can sure do it. He left. About 2 weeks later, I was having a service, and he came in the back. I saw him. I knew. I saw his face. He came up. He said, guess what, Brother Keith? Guess. I said, I don't have to guess. He said, I'm free from cigarettes. He said, Brother Keith, he said, I did it just like you said. He said, he said in the first, it seemed real strange to me. And I didn't say it where anybody could hear me. He said, I just, but I said, I'm free from cigarettes. I'm free from cigarettes. I'm free. And he said, you know, day and night. He said, because I smoked a lot. He said, I said it a lot. And in between puffs, light up, put one out, pull a pack out. I said it. He said, when I take them out of my pocket and lay them on the nightstand, I'd say, thank you, Lord, I'm free from cigarettes. He said, I did it for day and night and day and night. And he said, in the middle of the second week, he said, I was standing on the street corner about to go do something, and I reached over and I had lit up a cigarette, and in between drags, I'd said it so much, I wasn't even thinking about it. Now, I'm just saying it. It's almost like second nature. I'm puffing and going, I'm free from cigarettes. Thank you, Lord. I'm free from cigarettes. I'm free. Now, do you know what we're talking about this afternoon or not? See, so many people don't understand faith. They think that if you got any symptoms going on, your faith must not be working. No, the opposite is true. It's when it looks like it's the least that you need to be strong and speak the word. You just got through throwing up. That's the time when it's made or broken. That's when we're lost or won. Our conflict, when you feel like you're going to die and you've been saying it for 3 days, but you threw up again anyhow, that's when you wipe off your mouth and you say, I don't care. This does not move me. None of these things move me. He said, I was standing on the street corner. And he said, I'm just puffing away. And I'm just saying, thank you, Lord. I'm free from cigarettes. I'm free. And he said, it hit me. He said, something happened to me. He said, it hit me. And I just knew I am free. And I put it out. He said, that's the last one I've had. He said, I don't even want them anymore. Glory to God. Woo, somebody say glory to God. Read this out loud with me. Philippians 4:13. Read it for yourself. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Stand up on your feet and say it. Stand up on your feet, everybody. Glory to God. The Bible said if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. What does that mean? Well, when the symptoms come, when it doesn't look good or feel good, if you quit then, if you start crying, feeling sorry for yourself then, well, it means your strength is small. No, that's when we really find out who's a faith person and who's not. Who's got some strength about their spirit and who doesn't. Can you say it in the face of contradiction? When was Abraham calling himself Abram, calling himself Abraham? He was calling himself these things when it looked like it wasn't true, when it looked like it had not been true for years and years and years. Faith looks the contradiction in the eye. And everything about you says, you can't. What does faith say?
I can.
Not just I can do it through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, there are definite limitations to what you can do. Oh yeah, you come up on them quick. But you're not limited to your limitations. You got somebody in you bigger than your flesh, bigger than any addiction, than any sin, than any temptation. Don't you? Greater! Greater! Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Friend, this what we're talking about today works on anything. Any kind of addiction. Addiction to pornography. Addiction to eating. Addiction to sex. Addiction to alcohol. Addiction to drugs. Addiction to spending. Anything. Anything. But you got to quit saying you can't. You got to quit believing lies that it's too much for you to handle. There is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Where does this faithfulness come in? He will not allow you. He will not suffer you to be tempted above what you're able to stand and withstand, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. Glory to God. There is no such thing as a temptation that's too much, that can't be resisted. No such thing as an irresistible temptation does not exist. Everybody said out loud, I can. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now close your eyes and think about things that have challenged you and have bothered you, that you may have fallen in the same area over and over, and the devil's tried to convince you. Maybe he was successful in convincing you for a time that you could not resist that, or you could not be free from that. He is a liar. I want to hear you say it out loud. I can. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. Resist every temptation. I can. And I am free from every addiction. I can. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. I can. Never say I can't. Never say I can't. I can. I can do it through Christ who strengthens me. I want us to say this, go back to this being strong for a moment. I want us to confess it. All of us out loud together. Say I, you can open your eyes. Say it out loud. I am strong.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I am
strong.
Strong.
I am
strong.
Strong.
I am
strong.
Strong.
I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I am strong in the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
I am strong in the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
I am strong
in the Lord.
And in the power
of His might.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I
am
strong.
I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. Hallelujah. Let the weak say. What about when you feel weak? Don't just keep pushing along. You know, willpower is not enough. Willpower is not enough. It takes a choice to believe. A choice to speak in faith what he said. Don't just go along silent. What did the Bible say? Let the weak say. Open your mouth and say it. Release faith. I am strong. Say it again. I am strong. Say it again. I am strong. Close your eyes. Say it. I am strong. 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 I'm strong. I'm strong. Hallelujah. Man, if you release faith in it, you'll already tell results right now. Right now. And you don't have to stop when this service is over. You can walk out of this building. You can say, I'm strong 50 times before you get out of the building. You can go down the sidewalk. I'm strong. You don't have to bother anybody else. I'm strong. I'm strong. And because His grace is sufficient and His strength is sufficient, because of that, there's nothing you can't do that you need to do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you're on the job and there's a bunch of new tech stuff, or you need to go back for some classes or go back to school, and it looks like it's all over your head, don't you start talking unbelief. Don't you start talking about how old you are and how long it's been since you've been back to school and how you wasn't a good student, you know, back there. Don't you talk all that stuff. You say it out loud. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am strong. I got a strong mind. I got a strong spirit. I got a strong soul. I got a strong body. I can do this thing. I can do this through the Lord helping me. I can do it. I can do it. And you talking like that opens the door. Yield yourself to the Spirit to allow strength to come from the greater one who's already inside you to come up and quicken your mind. Come up and quicken your body. Say it again, I can.
I can.
Do all things. Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
I can.
Do all things. Through Christ.
Through
Christ. Who strengthens me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And yes, that applies. What worked for that young man with his cigarettes will work just as good for you with meth or cocaine or heroin. Yes. If you'll do the same thing that he did. Never again say you can't quit. Never again say you can't shake it. Never again say it's too strong. Never again, treat it like cuss words, but you say, I can. I can do this thing, and I am free, and I am strong. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Begin to thank Him that He has wrought such great deliverance for us. Hallelujah. Singers and players, would y'all come? Would you come right on up?